an original presentation from America's premier audio theater group, Seeing Ear Theater.
As long as my sister and I are rulers of Jupiter, you and your planet will always be under my protection. When you first came to us from your home planet, you spoke of a bachelor party. Is that a portion of the musical you were building?
No, it's sort of a celebration by the male of our species. You see, before a male is married, he...
Married?
Male and female. You know, together.
You mean spliced?
Spliced. Yes, I guess you could call it that.
James, you were scheduled for splicing before you were transported to us.
Yes, Luku, I was. Her name is Kathy.
What is the Kathy like?
Well, she believes buying Ohio products results in better marriages.
Do you miss her, James?
Sort of. I feel like I let her down. I mean, I got sucked out of a kitchen window the day before our wedding. She must be crying her eyes out.
Luku, what are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm aiming at Earth and doing a Luvarian synapse probe of the Kathy. I perceive her now.
Please, let me see.
No, James.
Please, Luku, I need to see my fiancé.
All right. Let me transfer the Vitam frequency to your head.
Woo! Boy, that tickles. What am I looking at?
Just observe.
Please. Please. Please.
Listen
please.
To her, Luku. She's saying please,
please
over and over again.
Please.
She's begging for
please.
Me to come back.
Please.
The probe is overmodulating.
Please.
Let me make
please.
An adjustment.
Please. Please pass. Please pass.
Oh, poor Kathy.
Please pass.
She wants
please
the sad
pass.
Feelings to
please
end,
pass.
To pass on.
Pass.
A little
please
more
pass.
Adjustment.
Please pass. Please pass me. Please pass me. Please
poor
pass
Kathy.
Me.
She's so
please
heartbroken.
Me.
She
please
wants people
pass
to pass her by in the street
pass.
So they can't see her face.
Please
wow,
pass.
Does she miss me?
Pass me.
And a little
please
more
pass.
Adjustment.
Please pass me. Please pass me the butter, Ernesto.
Only if you let me kiss my way up your arm to give it to you, Kathy, my love pumpkin.
Ernesto?
The Kathy has spliced with the florist.
She ran off with the guy who was doing the flowers for my wedding?
Ernesto.
Ugh. Turn off the probe.
I detected it earlier, James. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to make you unhappy. If it makes it any easier... The florist only sells flowers from Ohio.
Great. Well, that's one shoe. When's the other one going to drop?
Excuse us, Princess. Irving, when did you need us to finish writing your musical?
Finish? You're not finished? But blot, slot, glot, and you too, Jot. The coronation is in a few hours.
What is a few hours?
Soon. Real soon. I mean, look at all those unsavory-looking, creatures or Martians or whatever gathering over there in the performance area already. We don't even have our dancers yet.
Those are the dancers.
Oh, no.
Why are you covering your eyes, James?
No, forget the musical. I tried. I really did. Go ahead. Grind me up and sprinkle me on the king's flowers. Go on. Roast the earth nice and crispy. I just can't get this musical off the ground now.
Is there a problem?
Luku, dancing requires poise, agility, training, talent. You would need the greatest choreographer and director on Earth to do anything with whatever those life forms are standing over there.
An excellent solution, Producer Earthling. Direct the shipments here, Transporter.
No!
Your package from Earth has arrived.
Who's in charge here? Who's the producer?
He is.
I'm, James. Who are you?
Hey, Skip Hopper, greatest choreographer and director on Earth. Where are we?
Mars.
Looks like Topeka. You the dancers? Great, let's get the show on its feet. Where's the piano? Where's the piano player?
Hey, this ain't Carnegie Hall. Where am I?
You're on Mars. I'm Skip Hopper, and we got a show that goes up in an hour. Got any alien meets alien loses alien, medium tempo kind of thing for tap dancing Martians?
Do I?
No planetoid in the heavens can avoid my feeling low. Complete defeat with my sweetie, who said good try, goodbye, and locked a little rocket to go. Oh, I've got some ruby red toes, pink teeth, a belly that glows, a snowy white flipper, an ebony zipper, and spots on my wings and my rose nose. And I've got a calico hide, 10 stripes, but just on the side, a silvery stopper and scales that are copper. But since you so longed and goodbye, and I'm nothing but blue deep inside. Come on, shuffle ball change. No, the other foot.
I've got 5 feet.
Oh, well, the third one then.
Okie dokie.
I've got some ruby red toes, pink teeth, a belly that glows, a snowy white flipper, an ebony zipper, and spots on my wings and my rose nose. And I've got a calico hide, 10 stripes, but just on the side, a silvery stopper, and scales that are copper. But since you so longed and goodbye, and I'm nothing but blue deep inside.
This is a musical? I've never seen anything like this.
Great work, Skip. See if you can get their snouts and antenna a little more synchronized. What are the chances of whipping up an orchestra?
What were the chances of me getting aliens to tap dance?
Thanks, Skip. I owe ya.
Oh, man, I can smell a hit. Princess, about that little matter of scourging the earth of all living beings, now that I've got a smash musical, do you think the king...
The interplanetary carrier transporting the royal party from Jupiter is now entering ectoplasmic docket 1204.
My uncle, aunt, and sister are here. James, I have to go into seclusion with Puku in preparation for the coronation. I will only see you at Artupa. Please hold this for me until later.
It says hoo-ha.
Oh, no. I mean, give that back. It's the password for my seclusion chamber. Here's what I wanted you to hold. My amulet. It was a gift from my mother. I may have to remove it during the ceremony, and I don't want to lose it. If it's all right with you, I'll put it around your neck. There. I look forward to your musical. Goodbye, James.
Bye, Lupu. You know, I'm at a loss. What do I say to someone who's about to become a queen? Have a nice coronation?
What about that you'll be thinking of me?
I will be thinking of you, Luku.
You've said everything.
There is no more inward value...
Hello, I'm 230 from Venus, and I'll be the liaison between all Earth vermin and the Coronation Program Committee.
Great. So, 230, do you know when I'm supposed to send everybody out onto the stage and start our musical preview?
Being from Venus, I suppose if I were to venture a guess, it would be that your musical preview would commence after King Ratapu has finished speaking to the crowds.
Do you know how long that might be? My cast is backstage, and they're having problems keeping their straw hats and white gloves clean. You know how it is with Martian quicksand.
Being from Venus, I couldn't be positive about this, but I would surmise that the king will finish speaking when he has arrived at the very end of a speech.
Basically, you're saying I should keep occupied.
For a great amount of time, I would heartily add.
You being from Venus, I thought you would. Blah, blah, blah. He sounds just like they do back at home at election time. Come on, Ratapu, wrap it up. Let's get this coronation moving. The faster we get to Artupa, the faster things will happen for the princess.
James.
What? Luku? I must be falling asleep. I'm hearing voices, and they sound like Luku's. But she doesn't show up till everybody starts chanting. I better find something to do so I can keep awake. This amulet.
What a weird thing for a princess to wear around her neck. A gift from her mother. Some gift. It's all burned up. Only word I can make out seems to be, musical. Almost looks like a... Looks like it's from Earth. It looks like... Well, I've got time to kill. Let's get the player out of the old backpack. Oh, good, the batteries are still in. Let's see if this amulet is what I think it is. If I'm right, I can kill time listening to some good old Earth music.
Almost here, so I must speak quickly. My name is Anne. I'm originally from Ohio.
Ohio?
Ohio?
Who's this?
Is in the United States, which is on the planet Earth. My name on Jupiter is Tallulah. Queen Tallulah, no one knows I am an Earthling except your father. Your father is, your father, my husband, was King Palasu. Soon I will be joining him. That's why I'm leaving this recorded message, my last will and testament. This was the only way to let you know. I love both of you. My voice will be guiding you after I am gone. Disguised to be an amulet for my two babies as a keepsake from your mother. May you both have the wisdom of Jupiter and the compassion of the earth.
Something happened to Lu Ku's mother and father? How is their uncle tied up in this?
As liaison between the Coronation Committee and Earth Vermin, I am pleased to report that the King has finished his speech. The occurrence of your musical preview should coincide with now.
Now? The musical?
And I would like to participate.
Excuse me? In what?
The preview of your musical. I would like to participate in the first and last musical on Mars. I've always harbored fantasies of appearing before the masses.
Sure. Why not? One of my singers has three or four sore throats. Here are the lyrics to the song you'll be singing.
The words of this song. Shellfish, France, Timbuktu, savoir-faire. They have a distinctly Martian flavor.
That's your cue. Excuse me, but has anyone ever told you that you look just like Queen Zabathu of Jupiter?
I'm frequently mistaken for the Queen.
That must be really annoying. It would just torture me.
In about 10 minutes.
There's a dance I learned in France, or maybe it was Timbuktu. Now here's your chance to hop and prance and earn yourself a buck or two. Sane or crazy, bright or hazy, don't be lazy, ups a daisy. If you're a saint or if you're selfish, brainy it ain't, cause this dance is called the shellfish. That kiss and tell fish, that ring the bell fish, a really soil fish. Come on, let's do the shellfish. Twitch your nose with savoir-faire, you wave your bottom in the air. Stick your right thumb in your hair, that's how you do the shellfish. Now take a step and one step back, then bend your sacro-willy-ack. Bug your eyes out, give a quack, that's how you do the shellfish. Bang your shins, hear them. Shake your chin, right rhythm. Oh boy, swing your left arm like a door. You jerk your feet times or more. That's how you do the shellfish.
James! James!
There's that voice again. Luku? Are you okay? Am I okay? I'm the one talking to himself.
James! Artupa!
It can't be Luku. I mean, what's she trying to tell me? Artupa? What's happening during Artupa?
That William Tell Fish, that Cameron Hell Fish. Hey, what's that smell?
Fish!
Come on, let's do the shellfish!
And now I, Commodore Krakow, unaccustomed as I am to intergalactic speaking, will make a few well-chosen remarks. After I conclude with a pithy observation, we will follow the ancient tradition of Artupa by rising and chanting the names of the two princesses. Now listen up, Hughes. Good government consists of winning the loyalty of the people nearby. And
I'm not hearing things. Luku, where are you?
Can you hear me? I'm doing a Lubarian sit-ups probing to your thoughts.
Darling, my life is in danger. I am falling into your mind.
Well, dear, which way, what directions? You're easy to hear, but harder to find.
Just follow your emotions deep inside, and you'll avoid the traps and alarms.
I'll scale the wall dividing us until I'm safe in your arms. Somewhere your heart is calling me. Your love is leading me through the danger. Somewhere your heart is calling me, pulling me closer and closer to you. Keep your voice in my consciousness. I'm getting near, please hold on till then.
Imagine as I speak,
you touch my face,
I whisper,
and you're stroking my hair.
I call your name,
you hold me tight.
Please hurry, you're
almost there. Somewhere your heart is calling me. Your love is leading me through the danger zone. Calling me, pulling me closer and closer to you.
They're chanting. It's Artupa. Luku, am I too late? Wait, wait. She said, follow my emotions. She's in here.
Entrance denied. This portal is protected by password.
Password? I can't think with this Artupa chanting going on. I don't know any... The password the princess said was for her seclusion chamber. The code is, Hapa. Hoopa. Haha. Nothing. My luck, they have to use doors with all this hoo-ha.
Password completed.
Bingo!
It's the Earthling! James, you heard me!
Here's where your heart is calling me.
Good afternoon, Earthlings. Please step into the seclusion chamber. Portal closed. Password defeat.
Portal closed. Password defeated.
I'm sorry I couldn't stay behind to hear your musical, Earthling. I had an appointment with my nieces.
Thanks for asking, Your Majesty.
Was Queen Zabathu involved?
That was Queen Zabathu singing? I knew it was her. Wow, she did a good job. Hey, Puku, Luku, you should have seen those 8 alternate Martian life forms handling those canes and tap shoes. It was really...
Luku, I thought you said the Earth Vermin would help us. He needs the help. James, watch out for my uncle. He has a quartan beam weapon.
Aren't my nieces bright, Earthling? If you would be so kind, please join them against the wall.
Sure. It's funny. You travel to a different planet, things have funny names, But wherever you go, there's always some thug pulling a gun on somebody else.
And no doubt producing the same results. Face the wall, if you don't mind.
But King Ratapu, you're supposed to pass the crown on to the two princesses, right?
Correct. And that's why they must be killed.
Like you killed their parents?
What? Uncle killed our parents?
And how did you know that?
You're not going to believe this, King Ratapu. Their mother told me.
You're right. I don't.
Did you know their mom, Talu, and I are from the same home state? Ohio.
You mean our mother was... She married a... Then we're both... I'm half Earth vermin? Ugh, shoot me now!
With pleasure, Puku. Apparently one of you two princesses performed a Lavarian synapse probe, and it was received by others. Farewell.
Soon I will face my loyal subjects. Wretches I terrify, threaten, deprive. They hurrah and they cheer me, while they cringe and they fear me. I'll never step down as king.
By the way, thank you, Earthling, for stumbling on this seclusion chamber. It will make it so much easier for me to blame everything on you.
A quick last request.
Speak.
Princess Puku, that shiny square flat object you're wearing around your neck, it comes from Earth, and so do I. May I wear that amulet around my neck when I die?
No. Puku... Let the Earthling wear the amulet. What harm can it do now?
Enough. Quickly, give it to him, Puku.
Here. I hope it brings you more protection than it did for me.
Thanks, Princess Puku. There's a little catch in the side here. Seems to be loose.
Heads up, Ratapu!
What? My eyes are... What is this? I can still make you out, Earthling. Farewell!
What happened to him?
Your amulet, Princess Puku. On Earth, we call it a makeup compact. I opened it and blew the powder in the king's eyes.
But he activated the quartan beam at you.
And I just pointed the compact mirror at him. The beam hit the mirror and... Well, I guess it just reflected badly on him.
And now, before we conclude the dual coronation of the new rulers of Jupiter, I, Commodore Krakow, and the citizens of Jupiter would like to thank the citizens of Mars for allowing us to assemble here. We truly appreciate their generously offered hospitality. And the Chief Red. And now, to conclude the dual coronation, will the first claimant step up to the Hydra stand, please? After I clamp on the cybernetic crown, you may speak the oath.
May I, Queen Luku, rule my people and my planet with the foresight of Mars, the radiance of Neptune, the strength of Mercury, the wisdom of Jupiter, the integrity of Saturn, the sobriety of Uranus, the jubilation of Neptune, the creativity of Pluto, and the compassion of Earth.
And now will the second claimant step up to the Hydra stand, please? After I clamp on the cybernetic crown, you may speak the oath.
I'm James, and ditto what she said.
To all members of the solar system, I, Commodore Krakow, would like to
I'm so happy, James.
So am I, Luku. Your sister didn't make it to the ceremony.
I told you Puku never had any interest in ruling. She wants to be a Nimbus craft racer. She entered a competition in the Centenum Galaxy.
Maybe she'll run into Queen Zabathu wherever she escaped. She never gave me back the lyrics to my shellfish song.
James, are you sure you don't want to return to Earth? That you absolutely want to remain with me on Jupiter?
With you and on Jupiter. Absolutely. Thanks to you and that speech to the General Council, there still is an Earth. One I can visit whenever I like. I hope I can show you around Earth someday. After all, your mother was from Ohio. It's half your home, too.
That's why I learned an Earth custom just for you.
For me? What do you... No. Oh, boy. Hey, let's see.
And now, assemble masses of the solar system. He's finished with his speech.
What speech?
The new Queen and King of Jupiter will issue their first joint command. Your Majesty.
Are you ready, James?
Ready.
Let the musical begin.
It's the first, not the last. Musical on Mars. It's the first from the past, right up to the stars.
Long ladies, so we'll need a song.
Light some big cigars.
For the first.